The issues up for debate are many, and after quite a lot of brainstorming, as the Iranian side put it, Tehran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are finally sitting down to write the text of a draft agreement aimed at resolving a decade-old dispute over Iran's nuclear program. Iran's chief negotiator, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, says Iran is strongly determined to come up with a common draft by the 20th of July.
It will be an effortful process, and the disagreements that do exist will need time to be resolved.
Sanctions, Iran's peaceful nuclear program, and a time frame for the resolution of the issue are all being discussed. But what's different about this round, and what are the factors influencing the process of the talks?
This is now a kind of different tack that we're taking. We've moved on to the next phase where we're trying to look at all the elements that might make up a potential agreement. So, you know, there is still a lot of hard work to do. We're entering a very intensive phase now.
Positions have apparently begun to converge on the Arak heavy water reactor, especially after the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, said the reactor's design could be modified to significantly reduce the amount of plutonium produced. Iran says it needs the reactor to produce medical radioisotopes. The question of centrifuges, however, is not an easy one. Salehi has also said Iran will need 30,000 centrifuges in addition to the current 19,000 to produce fuel for its Bushehr power plant, and at least 50,000 for, quote, other Bushehrs in the works. Can you tell us about Iran's red lines concerning centrifuges or enrichment?
I've never negotiated on the air, and I will not start now. But what we have stated very clearly is that the rights of the Iranian people is not up for negotiations during these discussions.
One of the top Iranian negotiators, Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, says the sides are prepared to work every day in the 20-day period between the 1st to the 20th of July, if need be, in order to come up with a common text. Iran says it will not face any limitations on its research and development activities and what it considers its rights as a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So how much of a nuclear program is Iran going to have, and how long are the limitations going to last? Araghchi says Iran will maintain the whole of its peaceful nuclear program, but may accept some time-limited restrictions to build confidence.
Nothing is supposed to be dismantled, nothing is supposed to be destroyed. Everything would remain in place, and we would certainly continue our program. Our peaceful nuclear program is not something symbolic, is not something to show in the museums. No, it's a real industrial program, which is a must for the development of the country.
Iran says it wants the world to know it's not seeking nuclear weapons and is therefore prepared to build confidence, with the final aim of its nuclear program being treated as that of any other country in the world. Homa Lezgi, Press TV, Vienna.